We say good morning to Dr. John Sigel. Doc, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Sam. How are you?
What's going on in your world, my friend?
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it again. Just wanted to come on and tell Springfield a little bit about a new program that we've initiated at the Foot and Ankle Center of Illinois. We're kind of really taking a big interest right now in high school athletics and trying to attract high school athletes into our office to essentially prevent injuries via a physical exam, prescription of custom orthotics, shoe modifications, recommending the right shoe for shoe structure or for the foot structure that the athlete may have. There has been a recent study in the Journal of Sports Medicine that the number one injury in high school athletes right now is lower extremity foot and ankle injuries.
Mm.
And, you know, high school athletes really now specialize mostly in one sport. It's not like when we went to high school,
absolutely,
we played everything. Everyone's doing one sport. And they found that the specialization in one sport has actually led to increase in injury in lower extremities for some reason. So we saw this article and we thought, you know, we have a lot of services that we can offer these high school athletes. We have a lower extremity MRI. That you don't have to go into a tube. You can just put your foot into it to diagnose soft tissue injuries. We have diagnostic ultrasound treatment that's immediate for injuries. We have digital imaging within the office so we can diagnose stress fractures much more accurately than traditional x-ray. And once we make the diagnosis, we actually have something called MLS laser treatment that stimulates the capillaries, that are small little blood vessels surrounding the injury. And they dilate, and that increases blood flow dramatically to the injury. And that increased blood flow stimulates the healing process, and we're actually able to get athletes back on the field and playing much sooner than traditional methods.
To remind everybody, you've been around for a while now. What, sixth anniversary? Is it? Can that be possible?
Yeah,
how fast time flies?
Yeah, we started our business in 2011. It's a whirlwind. It's crazy.
Tell me where you're located at.
We are at on Montvale Drive between the Schnucks and the MCL Cafeteria, 2921 Montvale Drive. Our website is www.myfootandanklecenter.com, and the phone number is 217-787-2700.
So Dr. Sigel, let's remind everybody, and we'll talk more about the athletic thing in just a moment, but let's remind everybody what the original mission and goal was of your practice.
Well, we wanted to bring high-level foot and ankle surgery to Springfield, and I've got an associate, Dr. Grant Gonzalez, and myself have done really the highest-level podiatric residencies that the country has to offer. So personally, I'm the only podiatrist in Springfield that has a certification in reconstructive rear foot surgery, which is a pretty cool thing. And we're just offering services that we think that Springfield needs, and we're offering high-level foot and ankle care for really all ages.
Sometimes you hit on that, all ages. Some people think podiatry is just geared to elderly people. That's not necessarily the case, is it? Not even close.
No, not even close. Actually, our practice really, we teach geriatric patients for sure, but our practice really centers around the weekend warrior, you know, mom and dad age type of patient. And we actually treat a lot of high school athletes. And Dr. Gonzalez actually has a very high interest in pediatric care. He sees a lot of kids.
Are you seeing more and more of that, where kids' legs not doing and heading and feet not heading in the right direction?
Well, I mean, no increase in it. I mean, it just is an area that a lot of parents see their kids with flat feet, not walking properly, falling down, complaining of aches and pains. And, you know, traditionally not a lot of people were sending patients to podiatry for that. And we're seeing a big increase in that. We're actually helping these kids dramatically.
Is it like anything else? If you can address that at a younger age, it's better than waiting down the road?
Most certainly. Most certainly, yeah. The longer you neglect painful problems, the bigger the problem becomes.
All right, let's talk again now. Let's go back to the athletic thing. It's not something you folks have dealt with athletes for a while. You being an athlete yourself, you know you have a background there. Tell me where you have gone to, though, how you've changed what you're offering.
Well, I mean, you know, really played baseball and soccer for Griffin, and my associate Dr. Gonzalez played soccer for Griffin. So yeah, we do have an athletic background, and we've always been fans of the local athletes. And We actually saw a need, some of the basketball players over at Lanphier High School, Larry Austin, Xavier Bishop, and recently Yakima Rose came into our office with foot and ankle injuries, and we've been treating them for the past several years, and they've gone on to college-level athletics now, and they come home and come see me every time they come home for treatments and care, and we just saw a big need. Really for this service, so we thought we're going to expand, and that kind of led into this whole idea.
Certainly it appears basketball may be more prone to the ankle injury than some of the other sports. How important is it? What can athletes do to prevent? Not that I'm trying to take business away from you, but how can we minimize? What do they need to do? How important is the taping? And I'm sure that the trainers are very well aware of this.
Yeah, no question. Actually, we've had quite a few referrals from the athletic trainers themselves for the high schools now. And really the biggest importance is taking care of your feet. If you have little calluses that turn into blisters, those are things that can turn into an injury. And we can actually help prevent those with custom orthotics, shoe modifications, simply trimming and shaving some of those things sometimes can prevent injury. We have a lot of products in our store. We actually have a store in our office that sells multiple preventative type medications and foot and ankle remedies for these things. And yeah, absolutely. Prevention of just these little things that cause minor aches and pains will alter your gait, change the way that you're running, and then actually possibly lead to a more serious injury.
You talked about the MRI. Rather than being encased in that entire tube that many people just despise and never want to think about, yours a little different for foot and ankle. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a lower extremity MRI. So basically your foot goes into it and you're laying on a couch, and we actually have a big flat screen TV, and you can watch TV while you're getting your MRI. So it's a very comfortable environment. There's no claustrophobia, and it's right in our office, so it makes it really nice.
Is surgery always an option?
Surgery is always an option, but we really try and treat things non-surgically as long as possible. I mean, it's really the last resort because we want athletes to get back on the field quickly. I mean, that's our whole goal, is to get them back on the field as fast as possible. And we feel like we're offering some services really that are not available anywhere else in Springfield or even Central Illinois to get them back onto the field.
Dr. Siegel, how about ice or heat? What's better immediately if I have an issue with a foot or an ankle?
Yeah, immediately is ice.
Ice?
You want to try and stop the swelling as much as possible. And if you have more of a chronic issue, that's when heat is actually more beneficial, because we're stimulating blood flow with the heat. And that, again, that blood flow is really critical to get the injury to heal.
You've been around for a while now. Where does the science go from here? What is next? I mean, I'm sure sometimes you sit and think where it was when you first entered med school to where it is today. Where's it going next?
Well, I mean, there's actually a couple of cool things that we're offering. There's something called platelet-rich plasma injections that you see high-profile professional athletes getting for knee injuries, ankle injuries, and it's actually taking blood from the patient and spinning it down and getting the growth hormones and the platelets from the blood and injecting it directly into the injury. And that's actually stimulating the body's healing process. We're offering that. And there's a new amniotic stem cell injections, where they actually take amniotic stem cells from the human placenta or amniotic cord. The amniotic cord, but they take these cells that don't know what they are, and we're actually injecting them into injury sites, and the body is signaling those cells, and they're turning into healthy cells. Pretty cutting-edge treatment that we're offering there.
So it may or may not be your area of expertise, I understand. So if I've got a knee situation,
mm-hmm.
are there other options then than surgery?
Well, that really depends on the injury. I mean, that's a tough question to answer.
Just age thing. The cartilage is gone.
Yeah, cartilage is gone. There's no replacement for cartilage right now.
Bingo.
That's the holy grail of really.
Will you let me know
risk.
When that happens, Doc? Yeah. By the way, I'm going to have you on here for 3 hours if
okay.
they find something
you
to
know what?
Replace.
Whoever comes up with that is going to be a really happy person.
I would suspect yeah. that's right. If they'd like more information about what you do, how can they get it? Is there a website and things like that?
Yeah, it's www.myfootandanklecenter.com. And the number again is 217-787-2700. And we're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's pretty much the
30 seconds, if you will, remind everybody what we're offering to athletes.
Okay, so it's a comprehensive program that we're offering with an initial consult and an exam. We look at the foot structure, prescribe the right sport orthotic to try and bring the ground up to your arch to increase your stability, which should increase your performance. We're trying to prevent injuries, treating little bumps and bruises, ankle sprains, foot fractures, and we're actually offering some treatment modalities that really no one else is offering right now to help get people on the field faster.
Thank you, Dr. John Siegel.
Thank you so much, Sam. I appreciate it.